Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. Today we are going to take you on the initiation of the seven temples. This process, once completed, will allow you to initiate into the new earth paradigm. Each temple will allow you to invigorate your energies. We will invoke your will. We will take you to the temple of learning, the temple of love, the temple of ascension, of consecration, of service, and in the final temple, we will invoke the violet flame of Saint Germain. This will cleanse your energies and awaken insights that will change your life and allow you to ascend to a higher density of consciousness. So find a place where you will not be disturbed. I prefer you to do this sitting down, but you can do it laying down if you have no other choice. Find a place and let go of the outside world. Take a deep, cool breath through your nose. Slow down your breath. Scan your body of any tensions you might be holding within. Take a deep breath again. And exhale any tensions that are in your body. As you breathe out, you become more and more relaxed. Becoming aware of the energies in your palms and the soles of your feet. Move your hand to your heart and bring your awareness and attention to your heart. Breathe in and out of your heart. Send love all around you. As you open up, you can see a white light coming down from the very top of the universe, down through the top of your head, down through your spine, through your perineum, down through your soles of your feet, down to the center of the earth, fusing with the core of the earth and coming right back up through your heart, right back to the top of the universe, centering yourself right there in the middle of the universe. Relax your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your chest and back. Relax your legs, your ankles, your calves, your feet, all the muscles in your face as well. Feeling totally and completely relaxed, letting go of any worries that come up. Just putting all your concerns outside the room, just temporarily. They will be there when we're done. you find yourself awakening in a beautiful field of flowers and grass. You can smell freshly cut grass, and you can feel the earth and the grass at your feet as the light of the sun shines upon your face. The corners of your mouth begin to pull up as you feel a bubble of joy enter into your body. Taking another deep breath, you begin to rise from this earth, looking down around you, looking around. You feel what it is like to be 5 feet above the ground. You feel a lightness in your body, something pulling you. No fear, everything is perfect. You continue to move higher and higher. Now it's 10 feet above the ground. You look around the area that you were just at. Images fill your mind. Rise higher still, 20, 30 feet, 100 feet above the ground. Two hundred, 300 feet. Faster still, you look down and you begin to move forward, seeing the landscape around you, the cities, streets, cars. As you continue to move, you see vast bodies of water. And then you come to a forested area. All you can see are trees and forest, as far as the eye can see. Moving faster still. You look all around you as you fly forward and you just see trees. Right ahead there is a clearing. Begin to slow down. And you float back down to this clearing. You can smell the evergreen trees. The air that is crisp all around you. And as you land, you look forward and you see a beautiful temple. I will not describe it. Your mind will fill in the details. You know what it looks like. You have been here before. This is the first step on this journey of initiation. You are pulled forward where you see the entrance. You hear the wonderful sounds around you and feel a security and safety as you walk in. You walk into the main room and there you see one of the masters sitting down. They have been waiting for you all this time. They invite you to sit down on the floor. They come and greet you. You feel a warmth fill your body. This is the temple of the god and goddess's will. The purpose of this temple is to remove any rebellion against self-discipline and self-correction, to allow you to overcome habits and real barriers of spiritual progress. Any thoughts and feelings that are damaging your physical, mental, and emotional body are healed here. Your master now tells you to bring up to awareness of any thoughts, feelings, actions, and habits that are counterproductive and destined to destroy that which is sacred upon your journey. Beliefs, ideas, these are things that you already know. Perhaps you've pushed them down into your subconscious mind. Let this knowledge fill your consciousness. Coming from your subconscious, become aware of the things that are blocking you and limiting you on your path right now. Make a note of any observations that you might have. Now, it's very important as we move on to ascend to these higher temples that you become aware as you move into the fifth dimension, the fourth density, this higher state of dimensional consciousness. As we enter into this new earth, there are no secrets. Every thought and every action taken by anyone is known by all. It is very easy for those within the higher dimensional spiritual realm to accurately sense and record all your thoughts, activities, and behavior patterns. Nothing is hidden. Do not worry. You are qualified to be here, no matter what you've done. None of your thoughts or actions surprises any of the ascended masters that are within this temple. You feel a clarity, a purity come into your body. Your bravery is noted in this moment. You open yourself up and let go of those deep secrets within you, letting them dissolve away and embracing who you are in this moment. Your master comes to you again and sends a ray of light down from their third eye into yours. You can feel a command from now on, from this point on, to take diligent care of your body by obtaining adequate rest, adequate nutrition. You can feel the urge to exercise, abstain from drugs and poisons found in the substances around you. Find yourself moving towards healthy foods that will help you on the spiritual path toward health. You can feel the discipline and willpower within you to take on these behaviors. You can feel a switch go on, a sudden absolute control over your body and mind in this moment. You are now sent love and gratitude for your entrance into this temple. Your master thanks you. You thank the master in this moment. You are now sent on your way. You stand up and you hear the sounds as you walk outside of the temple. You see the beautiful scenery around you and feel yourself moving up into the air once again. Floating higher and higher, you begin to move forward, pulled again through the vast forest until another clearing opens. You find yourself gently coming down and you see another brilliant, wonderful temple. The temple of learning, like a library. You walk in through the entrance and you see a host of ascended masters from many brotherhoods. They welcome you. They've been waiting for you all this time. You walk down the hallway into a vast library. And in the middle, you see your second master. This is the temple of learning. You find a comfortable seat. The master comes to you, placing his hand upon your head. A ray of energy comes from their third eye, entering into yours, and you are now filled up with a tremendous deep amount of knowledge of all things that are important to you, about your incarnations, about your life, about everything you need to know about your true self. You take this knowledge in as much as you can. Much of this is lodged now deep within your subconscious mind, and you will become more and more aware of the knowledge that you've been given. It is now very important that you're given a complete understanding of all of the universal laws. The law of karma, the law of cause and effect, all of the laws. You may learn some information now that you've never heard before. The master sends another ray of light. You can feel it enter within your field and knowledge of the universe begins to fill your consciousness. You feel this knowledge fill you up, changing you. You can feel the gratitude and joy of the Master having finally been given the opportunity to give you this important knowledge. They send you love, and you thank them in this moment for the knowledge and information that you've been given in this incredible moment of learning. You now leave the great temple of learning. You can feel the great joy from all the ascended masters as they watch you go. And you walk outside, and you feel yourself lifted up, pulled upwards. You look down at the beautiful temple. You slowly rotate and begin to fly forward, seeing the forest around you once again. And yet another clearing opens up. This is the temple of love. You begin to land slowly on the earth. And you look at this glorious temple before you, the temple of love. You can see it. Your mind fills in what it really looks like. Any description by me will only limit its magnificence. You walk up into the entrance, and you see the great master who has been waiting for you all this time. And here, the intention is to learn the discipline of unconditional love and harmony as a means of balancing your own life and your ability to convey unconditional love to all of creation. You can feel a relief overtaking you, your heart relaxing as you walk forward and you see the master of the temple. They offer you a place to sit, and you sit. And with a smile, they send a ray of energy into your heart and mind, and you feel the lessons and power and knowledge of unconditional love for all of this planet and the universe overtake you. You can feel this in your heart center. The light and love is perhaps the greatest you have ever felt. Oftentimes, when entering this temple, you feel the need to cry, and that's okay. It's tears of joy and relief. Your master feels it too, and is overjoyed that you have finally entered into this amazing stream of knowledge and energy as you are embraced by love itself. The master thanks you, and you thank the master in this moment. You can feel your body and its vibration changing. Now, you stand up, thanking the master, and you turn to go, leaving this temple. It can often be very difficult to do. It is such a wonderful place. Most don't want to leave. As you walk outside, you see the beautiful view and slowly begin to rise into the air. 5 feet, 10 feet, 20, 100 feet. Looking down at this glorious temple of love. And you begin to fly forward once again. Until once again all you can see is forest all around you. Like an ocean. You continue to move faster and faster until another opening appears. You feel yourself slowed down. And you land once again. This is the Temple of Ascension. Here, you walk into the temple. This temple has been maintained by the Brotherhood for thousands of years. They have waited so long. This is one of the main portals to the new earth. You see the master. Once again, the master asks you to sit. It is your intention in this temple to truly face your ego self, the negative self, and separate it from your I am presence and the God within. There's a portion of your personality due to the constraints of the body and third-dimensional consciousness that wants to be in charge, regardless of the damage caused by any of your energy bodies. In fact, the ego self can be so controlling that it can cause all kinds of pain and suffering just to maintain control. All the while, the God presence within waits patiently. You might hear strange voices from within while in this temple. You must find the voice of silence and the God within. The Master comes down, sending a ray of energy from their third eye to yours. And here, you begin to become aware of all your past negative creations and transgressions. The things that you haven't forgiven yourself for. As they come up, a white light will dissolve them from your being. So if anything comes up, just watch the white light dissolve the issue that you have. Perhaps it's something you feel guilty about, something in your past, something that you regret. Let the white light wash it away and focus on the silence and the God within. Where is your I am-ness in your body at this time? Focus on that and watch all of the rest of your past leaving your aura and your body. The Master comes down. You are now ready to move on to the next life stream, and you have been approved to move to the next temple, remembering that you can access this God presence within at all times. You have now ascended. You thank your Master as they thank you. You stand up and leave the temple, looking at the gloriously beautiful view around you. You begin to fly upward once again. Seeing the forest all around you, you begin to move forward faster and faster, until another clearing opens before you and another temple. You float downwards, and as you land, You walk towards this temple. This is the temple of consecration and the crucifixion. You walk in. Everyone there has been waiting. And you're allowed through the door as you have been given permission by the previous temple. As you walk in, you sit down. This time you're surrounded by many masters all around you, and they all send their energies to you. And you begin to feel the presence of pure godhood first enter within your hands and your palms. Then begins to enter through your feet. Through your chest. You could feel your body being consecrated and returned to purity. This energy takes over your whole body, and each cell in your body is transformed. The DNA is changed, and your energy body is awakened. You feel your body transforming. You can feel the flame of healing infused within you. There are no words to explain it. You are transformed into the new earth body in this temple. Feel it. You feel completely different than you've ever felt before, overwhelmed with this incredible flame of healing and light, transformed. You thank all of the masters. They thank you. You stand up and you walk out the temple and you once again see the beautiful view. And you begin to rise once again. You are pulled forward through an ocean of forest, faster and faster, until you come to another clearing. You float down, feeling your feet on the ground. You walk forward and see the Temple of Service. You walk in to a beautiful view. This is the Temple of Service, designed to guide you in service to others. As you sit down, the Master sends a ray through your third eye and your heart. You begin to put aside your worldly pursuits, and you are now given the teachings and possibilities of service, and you are given the energies and trainings that you need in order to be of service, first to yourself, to your family, to your neighbors, to your friends, and all others who reside within their immediate locality. You begin to consider ways that you can be of service within your immediate surroundings. With this newly infused power, you find yourself sending light to all of those people. Your husband or wife, your kids, your friends, sending light in service in this moment, and also being given clues and ideas for how to serve them in the future. You can feel the lessons and knowledge begin to expand as you sit there. The ways that you can be of service expand for those in need, all of those in need. And here you find what the needs of others are and how to be the best of service to the most people at this time. In planetary service, utilizing heartfelt energy to help lift others back on their chosen paths. You're becoming aware that by meeting the needs of the few, the needs of many are reached by influence and example. You can feel the guidance . You can feel ways to serve beyond the physical needs, to mental, emotional, and spiritual needs. So much knowledge, so important, this knowledge that you're being given in this time. It is a great honor to be in this temple and to be of service in the mission of the One Creator. The Ascension Brotherhood now approves you to move on to the final temple. With great love and hopes of returning, you thank them for the service they have provided you, which is the ultimate compliment. Their very purpose and goal is to be of service, and to tell them of the service they have provided is the greatest gift. You thank them and they thank you for the opportunity, and you walk out of this beautiful temple and you see another glorious view. You feel yourself rising, pulled into the air higher and higher, and then shot forward at tremendous speed. Until you come to another clearing, the seventh temple, the temple of the violet flame. You cannot enter this temple without going through the first six temples. This will put the final touches on all of your individual energy systems. You land and walk in through the entrance. And there you see the great Saint Germain and your highest self and your guides standing before you. Here, you are given the unique opportunity to use the violet consuming flame, more valuable to you than all the wealth, gold, and jewels of this planet. As you sit there, your higher self, your guides, and Saint Germain prepare you for the invocation of the violet flame. And you hear these words coming forth from you in this moment. As you've been trained in all the temples, this knowledge comes from you now. You feel the unconditional love and unity of the universe. And in the name of the I Am, of my being, in the name of God, I now call forth the action of the violet flames of transmutation, of compassion and forgiveness in my auric field, for the cleansing and purifying of every thought and feeling in my solar plexus and in all of my chakras. I ask the action of the violet fire to permeate every cell, atom, an electron of my four body systems at this moment and at all times each day of my life, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the healing of all distortions in my energy field from past and present misunderstandings. I ask the energies of the violet fire to start healing all distortions in my physical, emotional, and mental bodies with much gratitude. I now ask for the action of the violet fire to manifest in my energy fields in full power, and it is so. And you feel the violet flames of transmutation come through you, to you, and all around you, and from you in this moment, cleansing you and transforming you into your new body. You thank them for their great service and feel this powerful violet flame fusing your cells. They thank you. And you stand up and walk out of the temple. Feeling transformed, you find yourself floating into the air. With all the knowledge and power, you can do anything that you want. And you fly forward, back, very fast, to the garden in which you began. And there is your body, sitting there. You enter into it. And now, for a moment, you enter into the silence, coming back to your body that you're in now. Just sit in awareness of this incredible transformation that you have just undergone. You just went to the temple of the God's will, the temple of learning, the temple of love, the temple of ascension, the temple of consecration, the temple of service, and the temple of the violet flame. You've been given great knowledge and understanding, unique lessons to be of service, and you've connected to unconditional love in a unique way. This will change your life forever. Almost on a daily basis, you will remember this meditation. This is the point where you ascended and aligned yourself with the new earth energies, letting go of your past, forgiving yourself, and your body has transformed and changed with this new violet flame energy. You are aligned in perfection as intended by your creator. You can begin to wiggle your fingers and toes, and whenever you're comfortable and ready, you can slowly begin to open your eyes. Or, if you so choose, you can use this as a sleep meditation and just go to sleep. Either way, if you're awakening now, you're going to go out into the day, and it'll be unlike anything that you've ever felt and done. You are in the new earth vibration now with a mission to serve and great unique power. You can manifest anything, you can do anything, and with this you have a great responsibility to help those around you to find their hearts and their path through these temples. Welcome to the Reality Revolution.